That's the most common term, I guess.
Is that right? Well, what about if he asks her to marry him, but she doesn't want him, you'd say she did what to him?
Rejected
her. Rejected him.
Yeah.
You ever heard something like turning down?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah. But rejected would be the word that I would use.
But if she didn't reject him, you might say they went ahead and got
married.
What do you call the man who stands up with the groom at the wedding?
The best man.
Best man. And the woman who stands up with the bride?
Mm-hmm. No, well, I can't recall. I'm not too familiar with weddings. I don't know. Bridesmaid.
Bridesmaid?
Yeah. That's some of, yeah.
Have you ever heard of any type of activity that goes on after a wedding? Say when a lot of people follow the couple back to the house and just start, you know, celebrating.
Reception.
Reception. This is, I don't know if this is exactly the same as a reception, but it seems to be a bit more raucous than a reception might be. Have you ever heard anything similar?
Oh, not in this country. Mm-hmm. But the Appalachian areas and some other areas you may hear it called a chivalry. But that's a term never used. Maybe years and years and years ago it was used. But if you hadn't heard the term used somewhere, you would have never heard it used.
I see. What about if you had met somebody in Knoxville and you were back in Tiptonville telling me about it? You'd say that you saw old so and so.
At Knoxville?
Yeah. Would you ever, have you ever heard anybody use, say something like, well, I saw so-and-so over in Knoxville?
Well, I've heard that used. Yeah.
So you could use an expression like that just depending still, on the location.
The location direction. Expresses your, mm-hmm. your points of speech there.
Like up in St. Louis?
Up or down. Right. Take care. You can say down Memphis or
yeah.
up there. Across the river, or up in East Tennessee, the terms there. More or less the direction as to the compass,
right.
up or down, north or south.
Right.
And you say west, out west.
Mm-hmm.
The old term used to be used down east. In other words, you're on the incline from the Atlantic over to the Pacific.
Right. You can't be directional.
From the Atlantic to the Gulf,
mm-hmm.
either direction you were going.
Mm-hmm.
Different terms.
Mm-hmm. What if, let's say there was a party going on somewhere and one of the neighbors complained, the police came over, they didn't arrest just one person, you might say they arrested the...
Well, law enforcement term, that would be raided a place.
And if they didn't arrest just a single individual, they arrested the
group.
Have you ever heard anybody say something like the whole group or the whole crowd?
Yeah, whole crowd.
Something
whole
like
group.
That.
Yeah.
And at a party, sometimes a couple like to get out on the floor and move around.
Dance.
If the children get out of school at 3 o'clock, at 3 o'clock you say school does what?
Oh, let's out.
Let's out.
That's what we'd say. You know. Dismissed, either one.
Yeah. And if it's toward the end of summer vacation, you might ask, well, when does school
let out?
And if school has been out during the summer.
When does school begin?
And you say that the person goes to school to get
an education.
What would you say a boy did if he left home to go to school but never got there on purpose? He did what?
Oh, he was a truant or played hooky, mm-hmm. more or less the old term used.
Mm-hmm. And after high school, some people go on to
college.